Big Cottonwood Canyon is entering a new era. In 2020, a portion of the upper reaches of the canyon will be incorporated into the new town of Brighton. KUER's Rocio Hernandez reports that there are big questions about how the town will sustain itself as the incorporation moves forward.
The Silver Fork Lodge and Restaurant in Big Cottonwood Canyon has been in business for 71 years. In that time, more people have decided to live in Brighton year-round. And last November, voters said it was time to become a real town. The lodge's owner, Dan Canoop, is considered the unofficial mayor of this tight-knit community of nearly 300. His restaurant has served up more than just its signature sourdough pancakes. It's also become an informal town hall where residents come to discuss Brighton's future.
We don't all agree on everything, but we can sit down and talk about it as neighbors, and we can, you know, come to agreement.
The incorporation hopes to address issues with traffic, trails, and restrooms. But before Brighton can do that, its residents must first figure out how they're going to fund their new government. Canoop and four other incorporation sponsors sat down at the Silver Fork on a recent Friday to talk about what's next for their community. Okay, you can start.
Okay, my name is Carolyn Kegley. I've lived here in Brighton for 10 years.
Kegley says she moved out of the Lake Tahoe area in the Sierra Nevada mountains to get away from the traffic and trash, but it seems those problems have followed her to Brighton.
And it's been kind of sad to see the increased amount of traffic and no bathrooms during the fall shoulders for people to use and just massive traffic problems that we have.
Incorporation supporters like Barbara and Bob Cameron say that for years, residents have asked Salt Lake County and other government entities to address those issues, but they feel like their voices haven't been heard.
You asked, what was it that pushed the vote over the top? I think it was one of our main slogans was representation matters.
But the township will come at the cost. Currently, Salt Lake County pays an estimated $2.5 million for public safety services in the canyon like fire and police. Next year, the town will have to figure out how it will sustain itself and pay for those services. Canoop says they're trying to work out those details with Unified Police and Fire and Salt Lake County.
Now that we've voted to become a town, they've come back to us and offered if we'll do a few things, they'll continue to keep that funding in place.
Canoop says town officials may decide to raise the sales tax and the transient room tax, but the town's primary economic drivers will be Solitude and Brighton ski resorts. That worries Kim Mayhew, the general manager of Solitude.
We are like farmers and totally dependent upon Mother Nature for our bread and butter. And if we were to have a couple of years of drought, the town would fail.
If the town needs more money down the road, Carl Fisher fears it could turn to economic development. He's the executive director of Save Our Canyons, an environmental group. Fisher shared his concerns as he gave me a tour of the canyon.
Their desire to incorporate suggests that there will be more stuff up here, which our organization tends to believe that takes away from the naturalness of the area.
Canoop rejects that idea. He says his group is also anti-development.
You can't do development without water and sewer and zoning. Zoning isn't going to change. That's not even going to be in our hands. That'll still be with the county.
Meanwhile, Big Cottonwood's neighbor to the south, Little Cottonwood Canyon, is exploring more development. The Alta Lift Ski Company may move forward with plans for a lift in the Grizzly Gulch backcountry ski area. The sponsors say the conglomeration of ski resorts could have an impact on their town's future. Back at the Silver Fork Lodge, another proponent of the incorporation, Don Despain, points out that Solitude and Brighton are both owned by big companies outside of Utah.
They sometimes will bring in more visitors, but their money goes out of state and they don't really invest it back into not only the state, but certainly not into our town.
Despain says creating partnerships with the resorts will be an important step for the new town. Canoe predicts it will take Brighton a year or two to get adjusted, but he is confident about its future.
We just want to move forward and take care of our own little part of the world here and do a good job at it.
Brighton residents will vote for their first mayor and four city council members this November. 14 residents, or 5% of the town, are running for an office. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.